Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, go.
I just am in a rut with everything. Okay. Like the way I look. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, frick, I'm in a rut.
Okay, well, how can I help you?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody. This is a wonderful Kelly Wurstler wallpaper. I'm coming to you live from Austin.
Is that really hers?
Well, she designs these hotels, so I'm assuming it's either her print or something she picked out. Anyone that doesn't know who Kelly Wurstler is, she is my design muse. I love this woman, and she is, I mean, the lighting alone in this place is amazing. What's not amazing is this scrunchie. I'm trying not to, because I have to host this event later, not to put a crimp, you heard me, crimp in my hair.
Yeah, but a bend.
I'm in that phase right now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. I'm in a phase, I'm trying to, you know how I, off season.
Let it go. Yep.
Where I'm Elsa letting it go. But it's weird because when you have short hair and then you had bangs, like it's a little bit of a mom cut. And I say that affectionately.
No,
I know you're a mom.
It looks good.
But I need it to grow out a little bit more. I either need to grow it out or I need to do a little bit of a cut.
No, I think it looks good. I think you leave it alone, let it set it and forget it, leave it alone until this season.
Okay.
But I
guess Aaron's always telling
me
to leave my hair alone. And anyone that listens to this podcast knows that I don't ever listen. I just, you know, take chances everywhere. But then I wonder why I don't have any hair. Anyways,
you saying the mom comment transitions perfectly into this. This mom is in a rut.
Okay, go.
I just am in a rut with everything.
Okay.
Like the way I look, the way that
what
I
do you
like,
mean? You're bored
dressing
with the way you
myself. Yeah, like I look like shit. Like I, whatever. Maybe it's because I've had
you
a
don't
cold.
Look like shit, but why do you feel
well,
that way?
I love you, but I just am like, and I think this is maybe has to do with not working right now, even though I am working right now, but it's also like, maybe it's like not having to dress up, get your makeup done, hair done all the time. But it's like the other day, like we went to dinner. I tried to make an effort. I've even been like, I haven't even told you this. You would think this is scandalous, but I'm going to say it's not. I've been like diving deep into TikTok, like outfits to wear, like, you know, what's popular in the
You're
spring,
adorable.
Like shoes. No, I'm not. I'm in a rut. And then I end up saying, ooh, I'll put this together. And then I'm like, I leave 20 minutes for myself to get ready and I wear the same shit and I look stupid. And it's just like, no, let me just put a blazer on with a white t-shirt and think I look like Cindy Crawford.
You're being hard on yourself.
I'm in a rut.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this then, because I don't think that that's, I don't think that that's uncommon. I'm with you on the, you know, we don't get ready, which by the way, it's kind of nice to not get ready because during the season when we're putting on makeup and like doing our hair every 5 seconds, which again, these are high class problems. We get it. It's nice to not
do that. That's our job.
But I'm with you on the making an effort in the relationship. Are you, you mean just for Jared or for yourself even?
I think both. Yeah. Like I told you, we talked about it in our pregame show that I was having this vision while I was working out today about this couple that we know where the bride is a lot younger than the groom. And like, she's definitely spunky and hot body and all this stuff. And like, I've been to their house and they have so many adventurous photos and like, yay, with the fish in the air and the hiking and the zip lining. And I'm thinking to myself, God, did I even get new photos printed out of Mac for the house in Montana? Like my effort is bullshit. Yet yesterday I go to Michael's and I'm walking around for like stuff to put out in our house to make memories for Mac's first Easter, you know?
It's like, that's cute, Erin.
I know, but I'm not attractive. Like I'm just like, I'm into like getting the weird bunny figurines and the baskets to do up.
That's cute though.
I can't figure out how to dress myself for dinner. You know what I mean? Like yeah, I'm just in this weird rut.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I just do the same thing over and over again. And that's the part that even in a relationship, though, I'm really cognizant of, like, you got to keep it sexy and spicy and you got to like not just go through the motions. I was getting in a really bad habit every night where it's like, I'm just going to throw on sweats and sweat, you know, like a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And it's like, not saying that you have to like throw on lingerie every 5 seconds, but like maybe like a cute like short set or things like that, like actually putting a little effort into it and not just feeling like you're a boy sitting on the couch. Like that's my thing. And especially when I'm at the ranch, because no one's getting dressed up there. That's like, it feels a little like I'm just doing the bare minimum, the bare necessities. Remember the Jungle Book?
I mean, I put on a short set last night, but it was an Iberger set, which I love, but I'll be honest, like the drawstring was so uneven. Like one part of it was high up and the other part was to my knees.
I hate those cross.
I'm in a rut.
All right. How can we? Don't you're not someone that's impulsive. That's gonna like go cut your hair like me.
No.
Or do anything like that. So can we get like? Remember how we talked about when you get new workout sets? Like you're more motivated to work out.
Oh, but the working out is fine. Like I'll go work out all day long, and I feel great about that. Like I mean, you know, I was like, shit, I've got to even like work out in Montana because I'm like in a thing here. And I even feel bad about my body a little bit, you know, like I just feel like, I don't know what it is. I'm just like, frick, I'm in a rut.
Okay. Well, how can I help you?
I'm Paul Rudd.
Well, Paul Rudd.
I don't know. I gotta bounce out of it.
I don't know. I think that's normal. And anyone that's listening, I would love their advice too on like when you are, I feel like that a lot. But my issue is that I'll go and cut my hair or dye my hair or do things like that. So maybe what about shopping? Like maybe wonder if you just go get like a couple new things.
Yeah, I need to. I just don't know what to get. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'll tell you. I ask other people to tell me what to get and then get charged $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. So that's my
more
own problem.
On that after the break. Mm-hmm. I do have more on that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I become obsessed with Instagram shopping because I hate going into a mall or whatever.
Agreed.
All I buy is, it's like they target me because they know exactly what I'm going to buy. And it's so easy. Double click. I mean, I'm clicking left and right. And then I get so excited and the packages show up and the stuff is cute.
See, I'm not making the right purchases. I told you on the pregame that I've kind of dived into TikTok and it is addicting. And I'm trying to find out what's fun. I know I'm not either, but I just have a weird like account.
What do you find on there? They like show you how to put
makeup trends. Yeah, they do like outfits, like what you could wear to like pack to New York. I have to go to New York in 2 weeks. Like I was like, oh, what are the people wearing in New York?
What are the people wearing in New York?
A lot of long trenches with like a boxy white tee, and then or you could do a yummy, which I have fucking 7,000 of those sweaters with tags on here, and they're all the same color. Anywho, with a Samba and a straight leg jean. But then I go to try all the straight leg jeans and they don't fit my ass. And then I get weirded out about myself. And then I'm like, well, I'll be going to a Barry's class tomorrow. So, yeah.
No, honey, I feel like, okay, we're going to work on this. Well, I'm going to see you in a couple of days. We're going to do workout classes. We're going to just dive into TikTok. Maybe I'll get a TikTok account.
Yeah.
Do I need to be on TikTok? No, I'm too old for TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. I just have like a account where like I don't post. I just like look at things.
I also feel, I know, because when you sent me something the other day, I couldn't click it. I just saw the headline
thing for it.
And that was enough for me. I was like, I already know where that's going.
Yeah. I'm all into this Kate Middleton drama, like on TikTok.
Yeah, why is this?
I'm concerned.
Is this a thing?
I want her to be okay.
I have a question. What is going on with her, and why do we care if she edited a picture?
No, because we don't care if other people edit a picture, and then they have a sixth finger.
Yeah,
that they edit pictures all the time. No, we don't. But we're a little concerned because she hasn't been seen. She had abdominal surgery, and she hasn't been seen. And then, according to TikTok, there's this photo of her with her mother, and people are saying it's not really her. She's missing a mole. I think it's her. I think she's fine. And then I love that she put that photo out with the kids, but then there's this whole thing like she announced today she did in fact doctor it. Like, sorry, she's like, I just played around with it. She's not wearing her wedding ring, which I don't like. I love my husband, but I don't wear my right. I don't like.
Can
I
you
just
imagine
don't.
Being underneath? Like, we've talked about it on the Taylor Swift side of things, but like, can you imagine the scrutiny?
No.
And this has been her. I mean, look, this is she signed up for it. This is, you know, she's obviously she can handle it to a certain degree. But like, Jesus, everything you do is headlines. Like when I saw that was a headline of her editing a picture, I'm like, why is this a? Why is it anything?
Because she's been out of sight for like a minute. Like we're even talking, I don't want to say more than a month, but she's been out of sight for a bit. With this abdominal surgery, there was a theory she could have been in a coma. I think if Kate Middleton was in a coma, it would have gotten out. I really do. You know, I'm so up to date and down with the royals, but I like her. I love her. So
I love. Anyways, I've always loved her. She just like handles everything with class. Like she
doesn't seem like she gets in a rut at all. She doesn't. Not with that hair.
That hair's great.
I'm in a rut.
Oh my God. You want to talk about she's like a hanger. She like makes everything look good on her.
She does.
Just
and that's
like
the thing.
Effortless, like classy. Well, I go through different phases with fashion though. Get back on this topic of being in a rut. I'll try something and then I'm like, what am I doing? And I, you know what my thing is lately? Just jeans and t-shirts and throw on a heel.
But that's me. And I feel like I don't look like you wearing jeans, t-shirts and a heel.
Please.
Like I just, yeah, I need like Jared always gets mad because we walk around some areas that we live and I'm like, they need to hose this down. And you go, you just want them to blow it up and start over. And I'm like, for sure. And then I just need to hose myself
down.
You need to
hose
yourself
what I mean? Down. You're silly. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that like we aren't in our normal routine either.
I think so. I really do.
Which I think about this
is
though,
also psycho.
I'm also done spending money on clothes. Like when I end up wearing the same shit over and over again, and I look in my closet and I'm like, why do I have this stuff? I don't need this
because
stuff.
Because it wasn't returned.
Because it wasn't returned. Yeah. Hey, I've been doing that Real thing though. And I'm confused. And if anyone works at the Real, can you please weigh in on this? Or if you guys have done this. So it shows me that like these items are selling, but then I'm not getting any money for it. And do I only
get a
them-
check later?
Oh,
and they take a percentage out.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. And do I only get the money if the items sell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They take a percentage and they only pay you if they sell it.
Oh.
And we've gotten a check before for $2. It's great to get out of your closet, but I wouldn't say you make money off of it.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that you only get the money if it sells. I thought they buy everything from you. And then, and then now I'm taking it personal too. Like I'm seeing this, like I see that the like the shoes or whatever like sold. And I'm like, they only sold for that much. They were triple that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking offense to it.
It's okay.
I'm like offended. I'm like, why are they not buying this? This is really nice. I buy this. I mean, I bought it. And then I'm like mad at somebody for not buying my shit. Oh, God.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving, and I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm really proud of myself for in this off season. It's what is it, March right now? I'm sitting on the most uncomfortable stool, though. This wood thing that I'm sitting on. Side note, why are we ever in hotel rooms having beds or any bed that has that corner, the wood corner? I had nailed my shin on this thing like 10 different times. You know, like
beds the bed
that
frame?
Oh my God. I don't know how anybody, as the designer in me is saying, would buy a bed with a wood corner. Just crushing the shins as you take that corner around the edge.
Anyways, I do that at my house.
I've been really good about purging. Like I have cleaned out every room. I have cleaned out every closet. I've organized all my important paperwork. Although I can't find my passport, which is really fucking unnerving. Yeah, I know. And you know what a bitch that is. And I don't know where my social security card is. I don't even, I mean, did I even have a social security card? How about when I was cleaning things out, I found my birth certificate. I was so proud of myself. But then I was like,
hold on,
like crumpled up in like a like side thing. And I'm like, Jesus, this is where I got organized. And I made labels for everything. I'm feeling very good about my organization.
Good.
Just need to find that passport. Also, my driver's license is about to expire. Fucking A. These are the things.
Obviously, we have the same birthday. Yeah. They sent you a thing where you can just renew it online. I did it and I already got my new one back. I had to because I was like, I know if I don't do it now, then I won't like get it done.
Oh my God, you can do it
online? Yeah. And they send a new one back.
Oh, this is great news. The picture's from like 25 years ago.
No, you can't redo that.
No.
You're redoing it online. You're not taking a photo, you're just getting a new one and they're sending it, but it's not a new picture.
This is great news. I don't have to go to the DMV because I had to go to the DMV the other day. Oh my God, I had to go and register a car. Anyone that knows the DMV, and I even make the appointment, I try to be good ahead of time, and you're still sitting there forever. What is with the DMV? Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that's my hell. You don't like to go to Home Depot? Me and DMV. The rest of America hates to go to the fucking DMV. And then it's like, you have to get all this paperwork. They're like, oh, did you weigh the car? And I'm like, how am I supposed to know if you wait? You have to weigh the car. Now I'm driving around looking for a weigh station. What?
Jesus.
Who tells you these things? It's online. I'm not reading the fine print, okay? I'm never reading the fine print, ever.
I can't even read my mail. I mean, hey, speaking of getting organized, my mom and dad had a great saying, a new mantra. Steve Andrews actually called it. And I applied it yesterday, and so far it's been great. I'm going to keep doing
it. What?
Don't put it down. Put it away.
Don't put it down. Put it away. This is for things in your house? Oh, I like that. That's good.
But the problem is, I never sat down yesterday. I was,
putting everything away
left and right. I got dog ear cleaner next to my bed. I got NyQuil. I got rubber bands. I got all kinds of shit.
Dog ear cleaner?
Well, he was upstairs and he was already in bed and I was going out of town and I knew if I didn't clean his ears, then I would come back and he would have a massive infection. So
I never cleaned my dog's ears. Am I a terrible
golden
mother?
Golden retrievers have really, well, yeah, you don't need to. Your dog's ears stick up straight. Golden retrievers, dogs that have ears that hang down that are longer are notorious for getting ear infections, especially after grooming. Or going in the POOL, we have to spell it in our house because if Howie hears that word, he runs to the door. Crazy. Oh so you have to squirt ear cleaner in and do this. And he hates it so much. So I'd go down, get the ear cleaner. I didn't want to bring him down. I brought the treats up to bed and I was like, Howie, and he knows the bottle. When you bring it up, he sits there and his tail just wags.
Like, he gets excited about it?
No, he hates it. But that's like a panic.
Oh. I was going to say, what dog likes that?
Anyways, don't put it down, put it away. What a mantra.
I love that. There is no better feeling than, and did you ever have this, did your mom do this with like your stairs in your house? Like if there was stuff on the stairs and you had to like bring it up? Like whenever something needed to go up.
Growing out.
Oh.
We have it now.
Yeah. Anytime you put something, that's like a universal thing. Like if there's something on the stairs, it obviously needs to go up.
Yeah.
I lose my mind. If Steve walks over it, I'm like, you had to make a concerted effort to walk over this stuff. Pick up the stuff and walk upstairs.
But maybe his hands were full going upstairs already.
No, it wasn't. He walked right up. I love that man more than anything in the whole world, but he doesn't do one thing that drives me absolutely nuts. And we had a conversation about it the other day.
What?
This dude doesn't break down boxes, okay?
Jarrett loves to.
He doesn't break down boxes. And I'm like, you wonder why the recycling bin is full. You've got to break them down. Amazon makes it really easy to break down a box. You know, with the tape that they have, you can rip that thing off in 2 seconds and break. I love breaking down a box. I get off on the fact that I can like fit so much stuff in the recycle bin when I break down boxes because I, again, with my internet shopping, I'm getting a lot of boxes and I don't want to have a full recycle bin. This guy drives around town with the back full of boxes and starts dumping them in random dumpsters. I'm like, you wouldn't have to be driving around town and dumping the boxes if you broke them down.
Is that legal to be dumping your
probably
trash?
Not. Oh. No, probably not. And he's going to go to jail for just dumping in random things. And he's going to be like Kate Middleton and disappear. And one day I'm going to wonder where he went. And it's not for abdominal surgery.
You talk about
boxes.
The one thing that annoys you, like in the house. I mean, I have several things that I make fun of Jarrett about.
What? Give me one.
Jarrett, like, will refuse. This blows my mind. And this isn't even a big deal. It's just like, I don't want to sit in the dark. We'll go into the bathroom. There's one light on. It's like the weird vanity light. So I'm like, how am I supposed to pick this?
I got in one the right dark? Now, too.
Like, there. You know, it's just like, so I go in, I press all the lights. He's like, what? I didn't need all of them on. I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
Or we go into like another room.
I don't need all the lights. I don't want to see what I'm looking at.
Well, obviously.
He's like, can we turn a light on in here? I'm like, no, I don't need to do that. No.
Oh, I need a light.
Turning off the AC is my other one.
Like I'm into
that. Or the heat. Like we've left the house for 3 weeks. We don't need to have, what are we heating the house for? No one's there.
Don't think we need the heat on in the daytime. It's
no,
not
yeah,
that
we
cold.
Don't need that.
Put a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, exactly. If you're cold, put a sweatshirt on. And you know where your sweatshirts are because you put them away the
heat
last time.
Heat is so expensive.
So expensive. I, and this is the thing, too. And
I have anxiety. I got to go turn off the heat in my house right now.
Yeah, I know. And we're starting to become our parents, too, because I think about all the shit that my parents said. Like, you know, turning off the lights,
yes,
the heat, all of that
God
stuff.
God forbid.
I know. I look at that bill. Although I don't really understand the bill. Are we billing it in 3-month increments for the Edison thing? Like, I gotta start keeping track of that.
I don't know.
Do you get paper bills or do you just like have like paperless stuff or whatever?
Paperless.
I still get like bills like in, I mean, a lot of things like auto debit, but I still get like, I like to see something like, uh-huh, like hold a piece of paper, not like go online. Like me, what's your login? I don't know. I can barely log into my email. I'm not logging into my Edison account online. What's your password? Please.
No clue. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a headline this week, Jason Kelce retiring. Yeah. That obviously was last week. I'll tell you right now, any guy that wants to say something nice about their spouse, partner, whatever, look to Jason Kelce. Yeah. I mean, what he said about his wife, ridiculous.
I know. They're so cute. I love that. And really sweet, like Travis being there and just like, what a great family.
My God.
We love them.
Love, love, love.
That's got to be tough, though. I mean, you know, we see it a lot with different athletes and work with, you know, ones that have that moment where, you know, deciding that it's going to be over and when is the right time. And that's got to be hard because so much of your identity is wrapped up into what you do. And but it's exciting also, too, for them to like, what is that next chapter? And luckily, there's so many different platforms. Like, he'd be great in broadcasting to continue or to stay around the sport. But yeah, I know your husband probably talked about it. Like, those guys just miss the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, miss that routine,
the boys,
too.
Yeah, being around them, being around the boys. I know, I agree. Seeing Travis there crying and everything, and the mom and dad, that was very, very special. And Jason is a very emotional dude. We've had production meetings with him where he starts bawling.
Aww.
So yeah, he is. He's very, very thoughtful. What else you got?
I was looking at our headlines that we had. This is funny. Okay. After years of his wife trying and failing to become a famous Instagram momfluencer in a household with two small children, this dad finally had enough. So it says, 2 years ago, my wife approached me one day and told me that she was interested in making some money off Instagram. I thought it was a fine idea. Unfortunately, in the past 2 years, as a hopeful Instagram influencer, she's not made a single cent. The other day, I finally got fed up with her because I walked in the door to a complete disaster zone. I asked what she had done all day, to which she responded, she was busy. I snapped at her and told her Instagram is going nowhere and then I have to pick it up. That's hard because...
Why is that goals? I am confused.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's also like, I get that part where if she wants to start a career, that's wonderful. But if you're not making any money off it, then what are we doing?
I had a moment. Okay, I was sitting. I talked to you really quick. I was getting my hair done, which takes, I love my guy that does my color. It's nothing against him. I hate getting my nails done.
Yeah,
I hate getting my hair done. Mm-hmm. I wonder why I'm in a rut. I start to lose my mind after a while. So I'm sitting there, I'm flipping up on TikTok. I'm watching all these, I just do this contour like it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like how do these people, well, they're not in a rut. And I look over to my right. Molly Shannon is sitting next to me, getting her hair done, getting her, you know, everything done from Saturday Night Live. Like, she's one of the funniest women. She, I think, was like when Saturday Night Live was at its best.
Her and Will Ferrell.
And totally. She was on a business call of some sort and getting really, really excited and was like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, for sure. And then I just started thinking about her and like probably how hard she worked to get there. And you know, everything you hear about being on Saturday Night Live is a fucking grind. Like it is a grind and they work their asses off, have a time. But she's also kept it going. Like, people love Molly Shannon. And so I started thinking about her and how hard she's worked and being a female comedian and how hard that is. And nothing against influencers, like, good for you guys, do your thing. But that, you know what I mean? This woman has grinded. Like, she is royalty. So I was just kind of like, wow, I don't know.
The ability to make money and feel like you're just taking a picture or whatever.
Yeah. Now, versus like this woman that's trying so hard to do that. And the dad's like, why is our house a mess?
Now, you and I will say this, because anytime we have to do a reel, we lose our mind. It's so hard. I give so much credit. However anybody wants to make money, like, good on you, right? Like, you think if you get paid to take a picture, like, okay. I mean, that's good. Good for you.
Also, how you guys do it blows my mind.
That's my thing. Because
I can't. I'm like, what?
I don't know.
How do they sit there and they do this and they look so good?
And they look
like,
so
I can't
good.
Even, like, I'm like, I look so crazy.
No. I have, admittingly, like, when we try to get like free shit,
the real,
like, yeah, or like, I want to tag like a brand or whatever, and I'm going to take a picture of myself, and then I look so stupid, and I'm like, no, I'm
same.
Like, the brand's not going to be excited to see me in this sweatshirt.
Same.
Okay, it's not working, and I don't look cute, and it's not working out, and then I get so frustrated. Like, I had this Instagram outfit on the other day that I had bought whatever from a while ago, and I was wearing it at the ranch because it was snowing and I thought I looked so cute, and I was like, Steve, take a picture of me, I look so cute. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, I look so stupid. Like, how
no,
are these
don't.
People look adorable in these outfits and tag, and then we're making a reel. It takes me all day to put together a fucking reel, and then it starts shorting out, and then I don't know how to edit it, and now I'm getting frustrated, and it's like,
it affects my mood.
It's Oh, affects my mood. When you and I know we have to do one, it's like, oh, God.
Because then you have to put makeup on, because no filter is going to help me.
No,
and
no
then,
filter.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. And then they're like, you know, just like, edit it. This, I don't know how to edit.
I don't
I have
know either.
No clue.
I've missed
not
the window.
A clue in hell.
We are on the other side of that. And these young whippersnappers that can just, you know, like, do these things in 2 seconds. I feel like when my dad, when I was like, oh, just text me, and he's like, I'm not texting, I'm never texting. I feel like I'm that, like, old woman now that doesn't know how to do any of this social media shit. I don't know how to be, I don't do a TikTok.
You don't even know how to get your license online.
I know. Steve's going to jail for dumping boxes. That's what we got going on over here, okay?
I do think that's illegal. I do. I'm not sure the offense, but I do think it's legal.
The offense. I know. I'm sure because there's big signs that say no dumping.
No dumping.
Okay, well, I got something to say about that because I tried to do the right thing. I ordered an exorbitant amount of mattresses up for the ranch because I was doing this other like house thing and I was thinking that I needed all of these twin mattresses. I don't. So I ended up with six fucking box springs I didn't need. So now I got to find a place to dump them. The dump doesn't take mattresses. It's like a whole to do. And so then we look online and it says this one place takes it. So we get there and like, oh, we no longer take. We had to drive 3 hours to dump mattresses. And Steve looks at me and he goes, if this ever happens again, I'm flicking them out the side of the road. And I go, no, you're not. You're not doing that. We can't do that. But here's the
thing. You'll get arrested.
You get arrested. And here's the problem. I'm in the shit town I live in. I got to walk over people dumping toilets and couches
needles
and all this other stuff. And meanwhile, I'm driving 3 hours to try to do things the right way and dispose of the mattresses legally. And people are just throwing shit out off the side of the road. What's going on around here? See? Don't put it down. Put it away. I tried to put the mattresses away.
And you got yelled at for it.
And had to drive 3 hours in the middle of nowhere to go to the one dump that could take it. The dump's a really fascinating place. It's just something. The dump. Always reminds me of like my grandpa, though, when I'm like younger. He's like, I went to the dump today. I'm like, how much stuff are we at? Like, why are we going to the dump all the time?
is upsetting. I got to be honest. The word is upsetting. And the fact we're discussing it actually on the podcast pretty much tells you where we are in the dump.
It's exactly. We're in the dump.
Rut. We're in a rut.
Aaron's and in a rut. That, I'm at the dump. Shit. Stop saying the word. I don't know what's going on. You and I, though, are finally going to be together for a couple of days. I'm really excited about that. What else do we have to look forward to?
I haven't seen
your child in a couple months, which is unacceptable. I miss him.
He's cute. He's really, really cute. He's loud. I texted Jackie Quick and Megan Carter the other day. Not sure why I feel it's a need to say their last name whenever I discuss them. But I also, whenever people call me, I just freeze, which is also fucking annoying. Kurt, we're going to have to work on that. I just said to them, you guys failed to mention that when your kid, you lose hearing when your kid like looks at you and then absolutely screams so loud, it pierces your brain, your eardrum, and your soul. No one mentioned that part to me about having a baby, but
why is he just screaming? Just because he's a baby?
Because he can't express himself to like, be like, mom, I want to get up. I'm over this. So he just goes, ah! I'm in a rut.
Oh shit. What else do we have going on? Is this a podcast over?
Nothing. I think we're out of time.
Oh,
we are?
Oh, this bench that I'm sitting on is so comfortable. Where does the time go?
Your ass is in a rut.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to get you out of that rut.
Yep. We'll be better.
And for any of you guys listening, we would like some, what are the trends? What are we wearing? Should I cut my hair shorter?
No, leave it alone.
I see these short cuts and then it makes
your
me want to cut.
Your hair is short. It looks great.
It's not, it needs to have like a defined style. Anyways, I'll work on that. Erin will work on her TikTok outfit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Love you all. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.